Good morning.
Let us pray before we open our Bible. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. Thanks for everything. Thanks for beautiful night. Thanks for good health. Thanks for opportunity can come to your house and pray together. We believe that this time is the beautiful time. We can hear your voice. We pray that through Bible reading and Holy Spirit will guide us so that we know the real meaning of this Bible for us. Bless us, Father, before we read. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let's open our Bible in the book of Psalm, chapter 84. Psalm chapter 84, verse 5 till 7. Blessed is the name is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrim. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. My focus this morning is on verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you. Everybody want to get blessing. The Bible told us blessing is given to everybody whose strength is in you. We only get blessing if we stay in God. In God, we get so many blessings. Why? Because our God is good. And He is wonderful good. He always give how much more. So, in my experience, when I say the blessing from God, I always say the blessing of God is good and then better and then best. If He didn't give us good, then He give better. If He didn't give us better, then He give the best for us. Even for small thing. Yesterday, I tried to use my dispenser water in my new apartment. And then one of dispenser crane, water cannot come out. So I need to buy. I look for 6 soap around here. I cannot find it. Some said, you need to call a water company. When you call water company, then they will give you. And I said, if I call them today, then delivery must be Monday. Oh, need 4 days. Cannot do this dispenser. I need it. I really need it. I already take a walk for 6 shop. And then after that, I go back to my old apartment. And then at the corner, I saw second-hand stuff, for example, like refrigerator, TV, and then everything. I never saw that at that part there is a dispenser. And then I take a walk, hey, dispenser. And then I take a walk and I see, oh, yes, I'm looking here. With my broken Cantonese, I said, ngoyo liko. And then, how much for this one? And then, the guy who's sitting there say, sapman. And I said, I want two yi sapman. No. Sapman, I said, okay lah. And then, I take out the red one because the red color is broke. I take the red one. And then the owner take the blue one. And he said, I cannot take out this one. No, I help you to take out. And I take two. I bring it home very happy. Why? Because I already look for 6 of Japanese home, welcome, everything, even wing on. I go there, I cannot find it. And then when I try the red one, oh, still leaking. This. And I take out and I change the blue one. And I say, lucky I take all. If I take only the red one, then still leaking. So God know I need this small thing. So I said, in God, God blessing always good, better, and best. Good, better, and best. One of our member write in my inbox. She told me that, you know, Pastor Slamet, I only have few hundred in my pocket. And then one of my friend won't go back to Indonesia for holiday. My mom like to eat mooncake. I want to buy mooncake for my mom, but I don't have money. And then night time, her employer come home and then bring 2 coupon and put it on the table. I just see, wow, mooncake coupon. But this is belong to the employer, mooncake coupon. Another day, her madam never give anything. And then her mother said like this, do you want to send something to your family? Yeah, I want to send. Take this coupon, 1, and buy mooncake, and then bring it to your mom. And she said, oh, thanks God, I got it. I got it, this coupon. Small thing, but best for her. So I said, in God, always good, better, and best. In this psalm, when we read, blessed are those who dwell in, blessed is the man whose strength is in you. If we stay in God, so the Bible told us in verse 6, as they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it spring. What is the meaning of the valley of Baca? I try to understand this verse. There are 2 interpreters. Number 1 said, the valley of Baca is a real place. A real place. And then the second said, the valley of Baca. Baca is, the meaning of Baca is weeping. So the valley of Baca means the valley of weeping. If we make conclusion, the valley of Baca is a difficult place. It's a difficult place. The place there no water. I like Animal Channel in TV. 2 days ago, I watched a group of elephants must take a walk for 3 hours to find a water. And then one elephant can drink maybe 2-3 gallon water. They need 150 liter, if I'm not sure. 150. So if they don't find water, that means death for them. The valley of Baca is a place there's no water. No water, but there is a weeping, tears. And then God can change weeping become a spring. Let me tell you in Bahasa Indonesia. Weeping make tear come out, tears. And then spring, water come out. In Bahasa Indonesia, tears call air mata. Speak it to me. Air mata. 1, 2, 3. Air mata. Air mata means tear. And then mata, spring means mata air. Mata air. One is air mata. The other is mata air. The word, the way you pronounce it, same. But One is air mata, the others is mata air. Okay, we talk about air mata first.
Here.
Have you taste air mata? Put it and try to know. Oh, you don't know, David. The taste is little salt and plus little bit bitter. Salt and bitter. Okay. Do you want to have soup with this kind of taste?
Not sure.
If you drink soup, maybe you like a little bit salt, but sweet. And then if Peter Samkin put some lemon, so the taste is perfect. But if you feel salt and bitter, you don't want to have it. Salt and bitter. Number two, when we talk about tear, of course, when we happy, we can cry, tear come out. But most of them, why tear come out? Because of heart, sad, and then pain, and then fail. So when it's come out, must be very difficult time for us. Number three, when we talk about quantity, how long you cry so you can produce a cup of tears. Have you tried? How long you need to cry so you have a cup of tears? Maybe one day. Then you can get. But how can you cry one day? Your eyes must be pain if you cry one day. That means the water is very, very little. This talk about air mata. Now we talk about mata air, spring. Number one, mata air must be very, very fresh. In my country, we can find a hot spring and also cold spring. This time, when we go to Indonesia, we can see a cold spring. But because of time, we did not go there. Next time, maybe. When I go to another island, they have hot spring. So you can go there and then sit into the water, and you feel very, very nice. Very, very nice. So, mata air make people happy. And then, if we stay in the desert, like what I talked just now, mata air is very, very important. Every human, every animal need this water. So, I said, mata air is abundant. But air mata is a suffering. You get it? So air mata is a suffering, and then mata air, we talk about abundant. In God, God can change suffering into abundant. God can change suffering into abundant. How God changed it? Just remember Bahasa Indonesia. Air mata, mata air. So like this. Suffering, and then abundance. If we read John chapter 2, we know this. When Jesus asked the waiter to take water for wash the feet, and then after that, he took it and then bring it. After he bring it, and the water become wine. So this I call air mata. Mata air, just like this. I cannot explain it. But what I know is like this. If God want to change you, if God want to bless you, it's an easy work for God. Very, very easy. This what I get from the Bible. How this can happen to our life. The Bible told us, whose strength is in you? Just in God. If we stay in God, we can get it. In God means trust and obey. Trust and obey should walk together. If we trust God, if we obey God, God can give the best for us. So I like the song just now, Pinet. This song, when the first time I came here this morning, surrender all to you, all to you. When you trust, when you obey, you surrender. When you surrender, you live in God. When you live in God, the Bible told us, bless. No other thing, just bless. Blessing always follow the man, the woman, the people who live in God. Last mission trip to Indonesia, I went with Pastor Sam Kim and group. The first day, we come at Surabaya City, and then my friend took us to have big seafood. You know that? Yes, Pastor Sam Kim still remember. And then this mission trip, number one, we don't have time. Number two, we don't have money to have this seafood because we must feed village people. And then I say, God, no seafood. And then you know the last day, from Boyolali to Jogja, we drive around 1.5 hours. And then after arrive at airport, I said, we change the flight. Hope we can get earlier flight. We get it. 11 from Jogja, fly to Jakarta. And I call my friend, hey, we can arrive at Jakarta at 12:30. Come and pick up me. 2 cars come. And then after that, we want to have lunch. I know our pocket money only have around 400 Hong Kong dollar. And I said, we ate a nasi padang, enough, padang food, like beef curry and then chicken curry, enough for us. And then my friend, no. You are guest. I want to give you another food. What kind of food? Seafood. Seafood. And then they bring us to a big restaurant, and then I said, this must be expensive. No, it's okay. And then we have 6 big crab, you know, 6 big crab. And then in Hong Kong, one is around $300. And then we have 6, and then fish, and then everything. And then every person said, oh, thanks God, full. And then this also big seafood. What I want to tell you is, if we stay in God, and then blessing follow with us. Yeah, blessing follow with us. Someone told me how blessed we are when we stay in God. Okay. This is sun. You know sun? Sun shining like this. Okay. If we look the sun, where is our shadow? Back. Okay? If we turn back, sun here, where is our shadow? Here, in front of us. So, if we, for example, the sun is God, this is our, and blessing is the shadow. So, you want to like this or like this? You understand? Like this. If you like this, then the shadow is here. The shadow follow you. That means blessing follow you. If you do not in God, that means you opposite God. When you opposite God, blessing in here, you try to catch it. You cannot catch it. The secret. So, stay in God, so the blessing will follow you. Amen? Pinet will lead us in worship this morning. just stay in God. God can change air mata become mata air. Suffering to abandon only in God. Just stay in God in every situation. May God bless us so that we can stay always in God. With thanksgiving heart, we will worship God this morning. We worship Him because He is good. In Him, only good, better, and best.
Let's go to our prayer focus this morning. Let's pray for our missions, local ministries, local churches, YWAM, Hong Kong, sports services, Shanti, Godwin. Just continue to pray over his recovery. Masters Beauty, Fabi and Frank, they've completed their new facility in the Yunlan area, and they still need some like furniture and some equipment and stuff, but the inside has all been painted and stuff, so the mission committee is actually praying and discussing how we would be able to contribute. So if you just cover that, pray for Pastor Jimmy and Face to Face, pray for Zhengshan College and the high school, pray for Feed the Hungry and Armanda, and Christian Solidarity Worldwide and Anil. So let's just pray for the local ministries that God would use them. You know, as a church, we really want to, you know, come behind these ministries that God has already called people to and really support in capacities that maybe we ourselves can't always be hands-on, but in terms of our resources and provision, that God would use us as a church. So let's just pray, covering over them as we're beyond the half-year marker, that God would really call the mission committee and pastoral staff to be a support to them in the ministries that they're doing. So let's just pray specifically for these ministries. Let's pray for SP Ministries. Let's pray for our worship team, Pastor Nate, Jung, and Sam as the worship leaders. Pray for the welcoming team. Soyeon is married and will be moving on to ICA. But let's pray for Hannah and Leanne Chow as they head up that ministry into a new season, that God would give them vision and direction. Let's pray for the men and women's ministries. Just that God would use them to bring together the uniqueness of men and women and the way that God would like to minister to us so that we can minister to each other. Let's pray for the local outreach. We have September 11th. Oh, this Sunday. This Sunday we have a local outreach, and we have had some people training for that. And so just pray that God would use our people, our church, effectively to affect Hong Kong. You know, we spend a lot of resources and time and training to go to 6-7 cities outside of Hong Kong, but let's just pray that God would really give our church and our hearts just the willingness and desire and passion to make an impact here in Hong Kong. And also we have a elderly home outreach also with our Noah's Ark ministry, the children's ministry, on September 17th, which is a Saturday. So let's just cover that as well. Let's just pray for Pastor Sophia as she leads the outreach this weekend. Let's just pray and cover. Let's pray for this weekend. We have IP ministry meeting on Saturdays. We have the youth ministry meeting on Sunday, Noah's Ark Sundays ministry. Just pray especially for a smooth transition over the next, well, I guess one day for Pastor Carol as she comes in on Sunday. But just, you know, as we're getting ready for the move as well, it's just a perfect timing for Pastor Carol to take over and just a new season for our ministry. So let's just pray for the introduction to our teachers. Let's also pray for, if you could pray for me, in the midst of moving and packing. We sent all our stuff yesterday, and so in the midst of that, I got to prepare a sermon this Sunday. So just pray for God's anointing and covering. Pray for Pastor Sam and Monica and Ben as they're returning from the NK mission trip. They're scheduled to come back Sunday night or even Monday morning, but he said he's going to try to come back Saturday. So just pray for traveling mercies and that everything will come together. And again, for the Sunday outreach, which is going to happen this Sunday at 2 p.m. So remind yourself. So Saturday. Yeah, so come. Yeah, that's right. It's Saturday at 3 p.m. Okay, so let's just pray for this weekend. Pray for the well on Sunday, our healing ministry. Pray for Cascade that meets on Mondays for inner healing and deliverance. So let's just cover our ministries, cover our ministry leaders, and let's just pray over them. Lastly, let's pray for SP 1.5. Let's just pray for all the logistics and admin as we get ready and just closure on even documents and signings and details and deals with construction and stuff. So a lot of details still to be set, but we're in motion. God's people are in motion. We're in faith. We're going to, you know, it's already ours. We're walking in it. So let's just pray that, you know, that everything will come together. That you, pray especially for Pastor Sam and the steering committee. And all the decisions that have to be made. And let's just pray that, you know, in September, October, that it would be a great celebration, not just for us, not just for the staff, but for all of Hong Kong, because we believe and we're committing it unto the Lord to affect this city and the people that live in it. So let's just pray over SP 1.5. Father, we thank you, God, this morning for your word. God, we thank you for the reminder, God, that any blessing that comes from you, small or big, God, it impacts the individual. Lord, we may look at another person and a blessing you've given, and it may not be a big deal to us, but God, to them, it's a great deal, Lord. And to the things that you've called us, Lord, you know our prayers, you know our needs. And Lord, when you deliver, God, when you hear and when you answer, God, we're so blessed and we thank you so much. But Father, we ask, Lord, that our faces would continually be seeking after you. God, that we would not taste the blessing and seek after more of the reward, God, but that we would seek after more of the sun. And Lord, that we would become more like you, God, that the radiance God, of your glow, of your love, of your presence, God, is more than enough. It's all that we need. And God, we know that the blessings will follow. God, we know that the blessings will literally flow out of our pockets, Lord God, and we'll be able to give it away and to serve others in our community and those in need, Lord God. And we just pray, Lord, that we would be like you, Lord, that you know, even as Peter, Lord, as his shadow would walk over people, Lord, that they would be healed, that they would be touched, that they would be impacted in some way, God, that we would be so after your heart, God, that your heart would be in us. And so, God, we just walk out of this place, Lord God, into our workplaces, into our homes, into the relationships and things that you've called us to. And God, may our faces be ever towards you, Lord God, as your face is always towards us and as your heart is always for us. We thank you, Lord, for this morning, for this new day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.